11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
GearWebsites.com is your source for firearms-based playing cards and books. We also have mugs, shirts, and posters with designs that we've made live. Of course, we have patches. Every Friday is Free Patch Friday. We appreciate your support. Thank you for shopping at GearWebsites.com. Now I looked over at the comments. Welcome to everybody that's joining us live, and Gunmetal Guy giving me the feedback on the sound. Thank you very much. So I guess I'll start that whole thing over again. First off, we're blaming the puppy. Puppy co-host once again got the audio mix up. He's looking at the light right here that tells him that it's muted, because that was a mute on the mic. All right. So thanks for the feedback. We'll get into it again. Welcome to the show. This is Wednesday, and on our daily gun show, we like to take a look at Instagram, bring it over here to YouTube with the ulterior effort or motive to take the time each week to record some of the stuff that the projects, the people, the events that need to be promoted, you know, getting the word out about. And this allows us to do that here. And we talk about other places. We can put it on Minds, another social platform that we're on. It's a way to have conversations with folks in community, like a community based or community focused social platform. Another one that's similar to that would be Getter. And as you can see, we post these alerts over on Getter, and we get in new people that subscribe to our channels over there on the regular. So welcome to the people that are over there. And if you want to check out a place that gives you the chance to join a platform that's a social platform, but it's not like some of these where like Instagram is focused on pictures or YouTube is focused on video. It's more like the Facebook style where it's focused on the community and the gathering of people. But unlike Facebook, these platforms aren't there to harvest the data about who you're meeting with and how often and your habits and the things that you're interested in. in order to sell that information to people that want to sell you things. These are platforms that are based more on the goals of just getting people together away from all that. So if you'd like to check them out, feel free. I'll throw links up there. This is our Minds. I can't remember which one. I think it's Minds, or else it's Locals, which I think might be combined. But I think it's Minds. Is one of these is blockchain-based. So not only is it a forward-thinking approach to a social platform, but it's also technologically an interesting new way of doing the technology. All right, and I got to get this to quit bugging me over here. Let's put it over here. My screen's all weird right now. Is it the puppy's fault? Yeah, because he's supposed to get the screens from being weird before the show. All right, so thanks to again to the feedback. I guess I should have mentioned we do this live because I value the interactive nature of the internet, and there's no point in scripting stuff trying to be all fancy. At least I don't see any point in that. So I just do this stuff live. That way there's mistakes, and we get the added benefit of having people join the conversation. So Gunmetal Guy is first one to join us today. Saying hey to the puppy co-host over here who won't stay in one place so I can keep him on the frame. I should get one of those cameras that will follow him around, and then it would just always keep his face in the screen. And then to Mike White, who's also joining us. Welcome. So if anybody else is out there, it says there's a bunch of people watching, then feel free to say something. Otherwise, you're just watching anonymously. Let's see, how far back do we go? I think this is, what day do we need to go back a week? I just don't have that much stuff in here this time around. I didn't use Instagram much this week. 6 days ago? Well, it's close enough. So here's FPC. Oh, no, 7 days ago would be what we're looking for. So it could be before this. Here's one from 5 days ago. Well, that don't make any sense. Okay, well, we'll go to this one. This one's interesting. So this one's from Naga, and this one is blue on blue this time. Before they were doing orange on orange, but Kentucky proposed bill aimed to roll back reform of firearm law. So I don't know what that means. So go over to the side here and read. It says Kentucky proposed a bill that will allow a rollback to reform of a firearms law that became effective in July of 2000. The reformed law allowed Kentucky State Police to auction property or firearms to gun dealers instead of destroying them. Proposed bill, whatever, 178, would require all firearms if used in a criminal act of violence to be destroyed. I had to read that again. Proposed bill would require all firearms used in a criminal act of violence to be destroyed. The Kentucky State Police, is that what they're saying, would use profits from the auction to make police department more effective in 2022. $1.1 million was made with the program. So that's interesting. And I like, I'm getting used to the way that NAGA is posting these. They're not really posting them one way or the other. And, you know, it's really, they're just putting the information out there. So this one's an interesting one. I can almost see it from both sides. So I don't know if anybody has an opinion on that one, but I don't know if there is two sides to everything. Or if I should say there's two sides to that, but I don't know if there's a correct way to do that one. Which is interesting. How many things are out there that don't have a correct side? There must be others. So now we got Susan Myers 2A. Says, gorgeous outside when I finished up in the Capitol, so took a stroll around the building. Sure felt good to speak up for women firearms owners. You should try it sometime. Pretty cool. Looking around. I guess this is at the Missouri State Capitol, as I'm guessing. This is our Wild Gats, the shooting team here in Arizona at the university here in Tucson. This is them visiting the Blue something, Blue Bell ice cream place. Yeah, Blue Bell ice cream place. So I guess they're having, I don't know why I saved that one. I guess just because Clover and them are all into Blue Bell. But they're over on some kind of a competition, I think. And that's one of the recreational like trips they took while they're over there competing. This is one of the people out there. This is, I think we talked about these last week, but this is one of the collectors out there. I'm seriously thinking about getting these baggies for my bayonets. It's an investment. It's going to be like a couple of bucks to get these baggies. And I had them before, similar bags before, just not Ziplocs. And they're not perfect, but it is interesting. Certainly looks good when they're laid out on a floor like this. But we'll keep moving. Let's see, when you talk about leaving California to someone with a spine. So this is going to be Mike from his show last week. Or was this 2 weeks ago?
I was thinking about how much crap have we taken from Arizona? You know, all these people, I'm moving to Arizona because California gun laws. I'm moving to Arizona. Arizona's where it's at. I'm moving to Arizona, Arizona. Okay, well, fantastic. Now Arizona has an anti-gun senator. In fact, he heads an anti-gun organization. He's the head of an anti-gun organization. Their other senator, anti-gun. Their governor is anti-gun, recently vetoed some pro-gun legislation the NRA back. And in the last election, Arizona voted for Biden. I was thinking about how much crap have we taken from Arizona, you know?
So I don't know why he's mad about Arizona, because the people that were giving him crap are people in Arizona. Now, if he's talking about the people from California who moved to Arizona and are now creating dumbass laws and voting in people that are like California, those aren't Arizonans. Those are new transplants to Arizona. But yeah, unfortunately, everything he said was correct. And we also got some anti-gun new laws here in Tucson. So we're losing ground in Arizona right now. And it doesn't look like we're not where we used to be. So then we've got Connecticut Citizens Defense League posting this 2024 legislative win. As of February 23rd, the Connecticut ammo tax bill has been left behind in committee. A huge thank you is due to the more than 1,300 Connecticut Citizens Defense League members who used our new link to contact their legislatures and stop HB whatever. This is what happens when we take the initiative early on in the session and let representatives know that we are paying attention. It's important to note that while the bill has been left in the committee, the premise of the ammo tax can pop up in discussions later in this session. In a state dominated by anti-gun politicians, our work is never done and we must stay vigilant. This is how grassroots advocacy works. Thank you again to everyone who answered our call to action. So then they got the meme going with the guy who doesn't like one thing, but he likes something else. So he doesn't like 11% ammo tax in Connecticut. He does like 1,300 CCDL members emailing the representatives, and the bill gets left behind in committee. It's good to hear. We know that what's happening in Massachusetts is the opposite, and you know, it's good to see a win once in a while. Speaking of a win, it says the new range that of Shootaw 2024 is under some exciting improvements with the help of the shooting range. So they're going to have a bunch of new things at the Utah Shooters event, the Shootaw 2024. So thought that was pretty cool. Then we get to Battle Comp reposting FPC's Nukas or Fuck Off. Bad actors deserve zero respect. Having an honorable, I guess, in front of a name does not make it so. This must be from some decision they didn't like, I guess. This one's pretty good from Rick Ector. It says, open up, it's the police. And then the guy says, prove it. And then they go, how are we supposed to prove it? And he goes, sing Roxanne. So DJ would know that one if he was out there. That's a music joke from the 1980s. Well, that can't be the last one. Let's see. So then we get to, this one is from NSSF. It says, ATF's Tyhart violation enables media name the shame campaign. And it's got a picture of an ATF patch on some kind of brand new looking patch panel, maybe, or the back of some armor, perhaps. So it says, the ATF released for the first time ever the names of federally licensed retailers who are part of ATF's Demand Letter 2 program. The ATF's release of this data is an obvious and transparent violation of federal law. This is politically expedient for the Biden administration. It allows them to conduct a name and shame campaign against the firearm industry he's already using the whole of government approach to attack. The ATF's release of the firearms trace data named over 1,300 businesses. The NSSF told media that the release of the information is inappropriate and counterproductive. The truth is that firearms retailers are in the front line of defense for ensuring guns are not illegally obtained. Firearms retailers often provide tips to ATF when there's a suspected attempt on an illegal or an illegal straw purchase. Releasing the data suggests to the public that these firearms retailers are somehow responsible for the criminal misuse of a firearm. Even ATF knows this is just not true. However, the obvious implication is that these firearms businesses are responsible for guns recovered at crime scenes. That overbroad swath? Really? That overboard swath. That's what it says. Is that a typo or is that a word? That overboard swath wrongly targets those businesses. What word could that possibly be? Is that really a word? Wrongfully targets these businesses and even members of Congress. Sweep, maybe? That's not, I don't know if it came up, but I don't know. Is that a real word? Let me know. That over, whatever, the businesses, even members of Congress and whatever are firearms business owners. I guess for some reason they decided to out these senators or these Congress people as firearms business owners. Congress needs to get involved. Oversight hearings should be called to find out exactly who authorized the release of protected firearms data and who for the federal laws to prevent the release of information outside. More than that, we should seek to rein in the rogue elements in the executive branch who willingly violate federal law to weaponize protected information to score cheap political points. So this is the NSSF saying this. There are people out there that would suggest the NSSF is going to take over for the NRA as the voice of the firearms industry. It's a ridiculous assumption or a ridiculous thing to suggest, but in this case, they're the only one sounding the alarm on this that I've seen. Maybe I'm missing it. I don't watch everything, so let me know if I'm missing this one. But yeah, the Tyhart Amendment is essentially so that the media doesn't essentially tell every bad guy where the bad actors are and create more crime. I think that was the goal of it. There might be other goals, but this name and shame, again, we know the ATF is, or the, what's the agencies that are responsible for enforcement and regulation should be impartial. So doing tactics like this that violate law, hopefully it's getting out there as another way to hold them accountable for these actions. We've got Walk the Talk America doing their podcast. Now, they did two of them last week, so I'm not sure which one this one was. This one was the gun safe one from Barsicary. Then we got another one from NSSF. This one says NSSF welcomes the introduction of, I'm assuming, Senate Bill 3812, the Fighting oh my goodness, this one. The fighting irrational regulatory enforcement to avert retailers' misfortune. The Firearm Act by U.S. Senator whoever from Iowa. Companion legislation, H.R. whatever, under the same, well, I should say H.R. 7471 under the same name, was introduced by Representative somebody from California. The Firearm Act, which is again the fighting irrational regulatory enforcement to avert retailers' misfortune. That's stupid. That was, maybe somebody thought that was clever, but no. The Firearm Act would create a safe harbor for federal firearms licenses, FFLs, who are at risk of losing their licenses and livelihoods due to the Biden administration's zero tolerance policy that has weaponized the Bureau of ATF Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to revoke licenses for minor unintentional clerical errors and mistakes. Specifically, the Firearms Act will create a safe harbor for FFLs to self-report violations so they can correct any accidental errors. I don't know what that's for. Somebody have to explain that one to me. Requires the ATF to work collaboratively with FFLs to fix violations and help avoid future violations, which is typically what the ATF did until they were weaponized. Address the willfulness issue by defining it to mean a voluntary intentional violation of a known legal duty achieved through specific intent or deliberate planning, excludes previous conduct, and creates a rebuttal. If the conduct is not willful, and I guess there's more to that. Oh, maybe this is the end. Allows for direct judicial review of the license revocations to avoid the ATF from serving as the prosecutor, judge, and jury. That's pretty interesting. I wonder if they can create that. Well, I guess the Congress can create that. They're the only ones who can. So I never thought about that, but the Congress can lay burden on the judicial branch like that. I like that. I don't know if we've seen stuff like that before. So I don't like the name of this act, but now I like the act. Of course, President Biden's institutionalized the ATF's zero tolerance policy that puts firearms businesses at risk of losing their licenses and livelihoods for minor clerical errors that were previously corrected by ATF inspectors to assist those businesses to stay compliant and within the laws and regulations governing the firearms industry. The ATF revoked 157 licenses in 2023, and an additional 80 retailers chose to voluntarily surrender their licenses rather than endure the costly and painstaking process of clearing a business's name, a pace for both of which has increased each year of his administration, or this administration. Interesting. So this guy says, she isn't pro-gun. Don't let her fool you. She has helped pass multiple forms of gun control. Safer Communities Act, Violence Against Women's Act. Let's see. So that's interesting. And again, NSSF is an industry liaison, not necessarily a scrutinizer of everything for its Second Amendmentness. So the puppy sounds like he's super excited. Why don't we take a second to wake him up and talk about our podcast? So thanks to everybody who's listening to the podcast. I'll put a link in here. We've kind of moved everything over to Podbean. So while you might listen to it on all the different platforms still, oops, I shouldn't put that here because this has nothing to do with what I'm doing. While you shouldn't, you can still listen to it wherever you want. You don't have to necessarily go listen to Podbean. If you do listen to Podbean, or if you feel like it and you make an account at Podbean to listen there, give us one of them thumbs up, give us the likes, give us the comments. You know how that stuff goes. Those logarithms, just like anywhere else, use those to recommend. And Podbean's a pretty cool system over there. So if you want to check it out, you'll find, I think we're connected to about 60 or 46 or 64. I think it's 64. Different podcasts that are military, gun, and Second Amendment related. There might be a couple other things in there, but mostly those things. And I wiggled the puppy a bunch of times so he'll quit snoring, maybe. Oh, I didn't realize I'm missing comments. There's Gizzard down there. Welcome. Sorry, I missed a bunch of comments. Thanks everybody joining us live. Again, feel free to be part of this. I'm kind of just reciting what we're seeing on the screen, talking about Instagram so that we get it out here as a podcast. We get it on YouTube. And like I say, I get it out on some of these other platforms and our blog and stuff. But be part of the show. There's a lot of people watching. And now that the people that are listening to the podcasts are joining the live shows, we got new people joining in. So feel free to be part of the show. Let's see. Now we're looking at the bingo they came up with for State of the Union, which happened at 9, when whatever day that was on the 9th or at 9 p.m. I see Wildcats is saying, I don't work for you. The union worker that asked about guns. I remember that one when he was in the factory and the guy asked him about, why are you trying to take my AR-15? He's like, I don't work for you. So, I don't know. This is funny or whatever, but, it's kind of frustrating because it probably would have been, appropriate. You probably did say a bunch of these things. So this one's interesting. I don't know if people knew about this and I'm the last to know, or if I'm telling you something you don't know, but this one is from Thunder Ranch. I'll just read what it says here. Thunder Ranch update. Thunder Ranch established itself more than 30 years ago and has become one of the premier tactical training facilities in the nation. Nearly 2 years ago, founders Clint and Heidi Smith posted a YouTube video announcing that the Thunder Ranch is for sale, looking for new partners to take the school, the doctrine, and the staff into its next chapter of growth. And it's with great professional pride that we would like to share that goal has been achieved. It was acquired at the end of 2023 by a pair of longtime and dedicated students of the ranch. The new ownership's goal is to simply provide more of everything to the dedicated student base of Thunder Ranch. More classes, expanded types of classes, direct partnerships yielding new products available in the market, soft goods, product partnerships, unparalleled student experiences. Clint is not retiring from teaching nor leaving Thunder Ranch. Clint and Heidi will remain on the property the rest of their lifetime and will build a new custom home. Clint will continue to deliver class, lectures, and doctrine for many years to come. Jack Daniel, personally selected by Clint more than 8 years ago as the lead instructor and current director of training, will continue to nurture and expand the seasoned staff of Thunder Ranch. And in Clint's own words, I'm never retiring. I'll teach a class a week after I'm dead. So, you know, things keep moving. And a lot of people wanted to get out to Thunder Ranch for training. And now there's not a expiration date on that, which is good to hear, but it'll be a transition much like what happened at gun site.
But sadly, the law-abiding residents.
I'm going to start that one again so you can hear everything Melissa's saying here. So this is Dragon Man's daughter, you know, manager of Dragon Man's gun shop, and talking about what heinous crap they're going to deal with in Colorado right now.
Well, we did it last year, but sadly, the law-abiding residents of Colorado will be fighting to keep their rights from being infringed. Among the several anti-gun bills currently up at the Capitol, the assault weapons ban bill is back on the table. HB 24-1292 will be heard in the House on March 19th. Not only will I be there to testify, but I am highly encouraging you to do the same. While this bill essentially says that it will be banning firearms used in mass shootings, it's very misleading because it just bans about 90% of the guns being sold across gun stores and owned by a good majority of the population across Colorado. All of your favorites, your SCARs, CZs, MP5s, they'll all be banned. Any sort of magazine that accepts a magazine that has a threaded barrel, essentially any rifle that has a threaded barrel and a collapsible stock, will be banned under this bill. You will also not be able to transfer any of your firearms, your current collection, to any of your children, and it will either need to be destroyed or given out to the state. You will not be able to resell them. This bill is very scary and cannot be passed. We fought it last year, but we need all hands on deck once again. If you value your constitutional right and your Second Amendment, do not just stand by and do nothing. Okay, we need you to have a voice as well. I'm going to put the details in this post below, and I hope to see you there on Wednesday or at least signed up. You can sign up via Zoom. You can send a written testimony. However, Zoom and in person is the best. If it's not fought in the House, we will fight it again in the Senate. We are not giving up that easily, and I hope you don't either.
All right, so Wednesday, March 19th, so next Wednesday. Is that right? No, next Tuesday, March 19th. Okay. So next Tuesday, March 19th in Colorado. So I noticed the first comment says, this won't pass whatsoever. Do you agree? Is this something that is just a bunch of complaining and yelling and screaming from the antis, and there's no way it can pass? Or is everyone willing to risk Colorado becoming an assault weapons ban state? We're in a time where we've got that New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the loser Bruin case that everybody likes to suggest is our, you know, we don't have to worry about nothing anymore. We have the Second Amendment, and we have that verification of the Second Amendment with the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. So we're done. But that's not the case. Look at all the states that are complaining against that. So at a time when a lot of people are setting down because it's over, I think a lot of people would suggest this is the time for us to all get up and finish it. You know, I don't know how many people have been in a fight before, but if you're in a real fight, do you throw punches until the opponent stops, or do you throw punches until the opponent no longer wants to fight you? In 1994, when the assault weapons ban was passed at a national level with a 10-year expiration date, every single politician who touched it was out of office the next election cycle, and they didn't go after guns again until 2013. That's the big picture. If we want to have them leave us alone, it's time for everybody to show up. So I don't know who needs to say this or who needs to hear it, but this doesn't happen by one or two famous or popular or well-known or trendy people rallying the call. This just happens with everyone saying, all right, let's get this done. And everyone just does it. So this is from Rick Ector. You must be a premium user to edit your post on X. Musk is a muskrat for that. True story. Just playing around a little bit, but it is pretty funny. And that happened. I just happened to see this right after I was trying to edit something over on Twitter. And it is super annoying. It's really stupid, actually. So I just delete everything and repost it. Mike White saying anti-gun laws always have a huge chance of passing. Hell yeah, especially in Colorado. Colorado flips and flops all over the place. The gun owners in Colorado have a real opportunity here to make to really do something. This is going to be Cowtown Range. This is a range in Arizona. I guess we'll listen to it. I don't think it'll copyright me, even though there's some music in the background. We'll find out, I guess. I get copyrighted on this show all the time. So again, thanks to our Patreons. I should mention that again. Our Patreons make it possible for us to spend time on projects like these. I literally could be talking about this drinking fountain for cats and make more money than I'm making just taking this hour or two away. So I don't even bitch about that because the Patreons are making it possible for us to be doing this. So I'd really like to be doing more. We got a couple of things that need to be done. And eventually I'll have enough money to just do that. But until then, thanks to these people that actually subscribe to what we do. We have three servers that cost real money. We have software. Listen back to yesterday's show if you want to talk about some of the software that we'd like to get going. But thanks to those Patreons to make it possible for us to spend the time on these shows. I almost woke up the co-host. Oops. So next we'll go to...
Hello everyone and welcome to...
This is Cowtown Range, shooting range here in Arizona. And like I was saying, I'm going
to
get
everyone
copyrighted because he's playing music in the background, but now I'll let it play full.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cowtown. Today is an exciting day at the range, and it's a little bit sad as well, as we're going to be bringing down our iconic namesake, Cowtown Western Movie Set. This movie set was built in the 1970s by Hollywood stuntman Ron Nix, who retired and moved out to Cowtown in the mid-70s. The town has been featured in a number of films, the most notable of which is the 1995 film Dead Man, starring Johnny Depp, Robert Mitchum, and Billy Bob Thornton. Over the years, the town has been used for many different purposes, most notably of which was for tactical training by some of the United States military's finest special operation forces and our law enforcement community. So today we'll be taking down the town. As you can see, it's been slowly collapsing down on itself over the past couple of years, and it's in a very poor state of repair. But that's okay, because we're going to repurpose this area the town has been occupying for the last 50 years into other uses that will continue to enhance and improve Cowtown Range and make it one of the finest ranges in the country and one of the most unique. So with all that said, there's really only one more thing I have to say. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Pretty sure I'm getting copyrighted because there's not enough noise besides the music there. But I didn't watch this all the way through. I just listened to the beginning before and then just saved it and went on. But I didn't realize they were going to show the smashing of the buildings. So I don't know. That's frustrating. I've seen some old stuff here in Arizona. I haven't been here that long compared to the state of Arizona or nothing, or compared to, you know, population out here, or, you know, human occupation of this area. But you know, in the time I've been here, I have witnessed quite a few things from the olden days, and they're no longer here, mostly due to the weather or this kind of stuff. People that said, it's not that important. There's got to be other old ass towns. It's pretty frustrating, though. Then we get to 308 Day. March 8th is 308 Day. And that was our friends in Albuquerque posting about it. All their rifles were on sale that day. It's probably a good way to do as far as a gun shop's, you know, getting the word out and getting people in the store. It's a pretty cool idea. I don't think I ever got Bob to do a 308 day or a 223 day. I know that we would put like a 223 up on the wall or something, or feature it sometimes on 223, if we remembered. But those were the early days of Instagram, and people didn't remember things like 223 day all the time. Oh, let's see. So this one is from Rob, AK-47 catalog. It says a page ripped from the PDF version of his book, the AK-47 catalog, volume 12. We have a nice 1990 Polish Tantal. This is a mint collector's piece in a private collection in Switzerland. Purchase links can be found on his website or in the bio. The Tantal is the subject of this week's video on his YouTube channel. Oh, I didn't know he has a YouTube channel. I have to check that out. Shit. And he doesn't mean purchase links to the gun. He means purchase links to his catalog. So Rob does amazing pictures. He has unprecedented access. And turns out he has a YouTube channel. So let's go find out about this YouTube channel since we're sitting here doing nothing. I'm assuming it's the AK-47 catalog. Look at that. Boom. There you go. So, very cool. You can get in on the first, 506 subscribers. So, underneath the first 1,000 subscribers, he's only got 36 videos up so far. But, like I say, I don't know anyone who's got better pictures, more complete, and then instead of just being a jerk about it, he publishes them. You can get these from Amazon, and they're totally worth it. I've got a bunch of them. I'll do a video on them and send people over. But he's had unprecedented access. I mean, I know people that have been able to get to some cool places, but Rob was taking pictures the whole time he was doing it. So, yeah, if you're into AKs for real and into the variants and the types and the various types, you know, the differences between the variants of the variants. In other words, like Rob's the guy who's going to have pictures of them, if one or if not both of, you know, all the variants. So that's pretty cool. So I guess I'll throw a link out there for anybody that's interested. It's called the AK-47 catalog, though, and that's on the YouTubes. It might be a little nerdy, I'm assuming, because it's pretty detailed stuff. It's going to be about like every rivet and every weld and material. And I'm assuming, yeah, these are 4 or 5 minute videos. He's probably going to go through the pictures, it looks like. And I hope he's describing. Let's find out. Okay, so he's not saying anything. It's just this music. And then you're seeing the pictures from the book. So it's like slideshows of the pictures. Yeah, so it's going to be nerd stuff that not everybody's cup of tea. But for everybody that actually is interested in these variants, this is going to be cooler than a book, I bet, because you can just watch that. That's actually pretty neat. So, what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to put that and then the link to it. So I'm just going to grab this. It's actually harder than you think to talk and type and go off track on a show where you're supposed to be doing something else. Since I'm over here doing stuff I'm not supposed to be doing, we're also going to go check out subscriptions. And somewhere in here, we're going to find Cape Gunworks. Toby's posted his show the other day. I seen it. So we can grab that and link over to it. I forgot to do that before. Did you see it? Did I miss it? I seen Tuesday in there. I might have missed it. Let's get over here somewhere and find it. There it is. Live. Boom. Oh, yeah. I'm not looking for that thumbnail. So we're going to grab this. No big deal. We're just going to copy and paste it out of the URL, right? No big deal. We're going to go over to this video that we're all in right now, and I'm going to edit it. What? I'm editing the video that we're in right now? That's happening. A lot of people are afraid to do this, but I'll do it. I don't care. Right over to customization. Right now we're going to scroll down a little bit and look what I can do. I can put in a redirect, and now we're going to paste that thing that we copied before. What do you know? There's Toby's video, and now we can click save. And now when this show's over, it's going to recommend that you head over to Cape Gunworks. Since we're in here, I'm going to flip this down and set it to both the Daily Gun Show playlist and this show's playlist, and then we'll save that real quick. And then for the other reason, you have to do this to get out of there, and now we're back to the show. I don't think I had a poll going. I was going to do a poll, but we had that audio trouble earlier, so I ended up not doing a poll, so I guess I don't even need to open this, but we'll get back to Instagram. But that was just a little sidetrack to let people know that Cape Gunworks will be on in about 30 minutes, so probably after this show is over. Unless he starts early. Sometimes he starts early, in which case I'm corking him. All right, so now you can check that out if you want to. That's 2 free links for the price of nothing. A lot of times other channels, when they do a show like this, they're going to charge you for each of those links. We're not like that. We're going to send those links out gratis. Absolutely free for our viewers and listeners. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you'll have to go over to YouTube, I guess, and look at the description, and there'll be some links in there. But anyway, so that's cool. I know you found something new, that Rob has a channel. Now let's get back to this one. Why did I save this one? Because the Tantal is one of my favorite of the 50 of the 5.45s. What am I saying? The 5.56s. Wait, no, this is 5.45. So this is one of my favorite of, it's not really a 74, you know, because it's from 88 or technically 1990, but it's cool. It's got a longer barrel than the regular 74s. It's got that 90 degree gas block, which gives it a square kind of cooler look. The cleaning rod, you know, goes to the standard length, but because of that massive muzzle brake they got on there to launch grenades or whatever it's for, just has this, like, I don't know, just has this wicked long front end compared to a lot of AKs. Then when you get into that handguard, that's a Bakelite. So it looks like wood a little bit, but that's a Bakelite. So it's kind of smooth, but it's super strong, a little bit brittle, but it's not really, but it's super strong. It's not really polymer and it's not really wood, right? So it's going to hold up to cold real well. It's a little slippery, but whatever. Now it has just a standard sling swivel, which kind of sucks. And if I remember right, it's on the handguard stop or whatever you call that thing. So it's not ideal, but it was 1988 or whatever it was. Otherwise, it's pretty much a standard AK through the receiver. If I remember right, or no, wait, there's something going on. Oh, it has a safety on the ambidextrous side. Are you kidding me? So you see that part right there? That is an ambidextrous safety. So essentially a selector. You know, for us, it's a safety, but a real one would be a selector. And if I remember right, a Tantal is a 3-round burst rifle also. And then it has my favorite of all the side folding stocks that folds over onto the side away from you. So when you've got this thing shouldered or slung, it's not in your way and it flips right back. It's the best stock for any AK. So essentially, this is the best AK. If they made this gun in 7.62x39, that would be the best AK almost. Polish guns are super well made, right up there with Bulgarian and Russian, like very well made. And they also said, fuck you to the Russians. So the Russians were like, we're going to step on your neck and tell you what you're going to make. And they're like, okay, we'll make it. But they made exactly, they complied exactly with what they had to. And then they did everything else the way they wanted to. So it's also an example of the Polish saying, fuck you to them Russians, them communists. So cool gun, very cool gun. Oh shit, this is copyrighting me. But this is Tulsi Gafford. Gabbard? The Air Force officer who was running for president and then quit and was anti-gun, but now she's pro-gun. And now she came in second at the first tactical game she went to. So this is showing you what the tactical games looks like when they do it in Arizona. They do these, man, what, 12 times a year? They do them all over. It gives people that are super physically fit a way to, you know, what are these obstacle courses, I guess, and then go shooting at the same time. See how, like, many guys and girls there are at these things? So they're very diverse and all kinds of ages. I mean, it's pretty much, there's a lot of people at these things. They're all shooting ARs and then some kind of pistols. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of 9mm, far too much 9mm at this thing. And then, of course, these fancy $3,000 pistols, I bet. Anyhow, so I don't know how many people are paying attention to these tactical games or how many people at the tactical games are doing anything other than shooting guns. Are they voting our way? But they got Tulsi Gabbard over there. So anyway, throw this out there. Let's get some more talk on this one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she's even running for anything anymore or if she just did this to do it. Or if she's legit into guns now. We're going to find out, I suppose, right? How many people are watching that? I don't know how many other people have to pat their co-host on the side all the time to keep them from snoring. So now we got Rebecca Schmoy in Kansas, and we'll play this one all the way.
Bring this before the committee today.
Oh, man. Let's try this again.
Next, we have Representative Schmoy. Welcome to committee. No stranger to this committee.
Can you hear this all right?
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, committee. Chairman, I want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to bring this before the committee today. This is such an important topic for responsibly armed Kansans. We are demonized and villainized every day through the media, through politicians. corporations, organizations, and on social media. Responsibly armed Kansans are told that we are essentially responsible for any criminal activity done with a firearm. We're tired of that. We're tired of being lumped in with criminals because
we... Next, we have...
Pretty good point of view, though. Something we should bring up more often. And I don't know, it's interesting because of this camera angle gives us a chance to see... I'll play it again if I can get it to play. Gives us a chance to see those demanders in the back. The mom demanders. The demanders of mothers. And... they're just kind of odd. They're all looking in a different direction. I can't tell if that dude is on our side or on their side because he's looking at her at least. But they're all looking in different directions. And there's the one behind the lady with the phone who's looking around. But all the rest of them are looking in one direction and they don't move. The other one with the hair kind of moves her eyes a little bit. But... because I kept watching it to see if, like, when she says, and there's organizations that are mean to us or whatever, and none of them really change their views at all. So I don't know if they're told to stand still or if they're bored or if they feel like, I don't know. It's just weird to see that they don't even move. Not that the people and the ladies in blue are moving either, the teal are moving either. Everybody's just kind of, it's only 30 seconds, but still just seemed weird. Getting that point of view of it. Let's see. So next we have Professor Yamane saying there has some pictures of his sociology of guns course, I guess, paperwork or something, from his college where he teaches at. It says registration for my sociology of guns public webinar is currently capped at 500 and is already half full. So reserve your spot now. Registration link is available in the in my bio here. Questions, let me know. Let's talk about that. I still have a few minutes. It was live, right? Yeah. So we're going to head over to... That was a coughing fit. We're going to head over to Gun Culture 2.0. We're going to go to his Linktree. Link trees are just another social platform that people like to use that lets you put a bunch of stuff on a page. An alternative to this is using your own website and putting all this information on your own website and then gathering all the data from this to your own website. But whatever, let's go to register for free sociology of guns webinar. And I'm just going to go ahead and drop this link over here. Linktree new? No, these Linktrees aren't new or nothing. I mean, no, not even. They're pretty old. I'm trying to find the... There it is. So, registration for Sociology of Guns webinar. I don't know if this will all fit into this, but we're going to try it. Boom. Did that fit into one thing? I'll be danged. It did fit into there. So I'm going to put this someplace else. I'll put it someplace else later on. So, oops. There we are. Back to what we were looking at. 10 essential observations on guns in America. This 7-week webinar is an online version of the Sociology of Guns course. Get rid of this. I teach annually at Wake Forest University. Each week I present some material by lecture, then respond to questions posted by webinar attendees. Webinar registrants have the opportunity to view a recording of each week's session if they cannot attend the session live. A homepage providing a syllabus and access to weeklies available at this website. By registering for this webinar, you will be added to the email list. He may send you occasional updates, whatever. So, very cool. So, seven-week webinar. Sociology of Guns. Very cool. And that's the post. So you'd have to you'd normally have to go to school and then register for that class and then pay for it to get that info. All right, so now we're back to Mike.
San Diego, and we really sat down and took it seriously and vetted him specifically on firearms. So we know he's a competent candidate, right, guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get copyrighted for that. So it says time to clean house. There are winnable races for the 2A community. All you have to do is take that step. Okay. I don't know why I posted that one, but now we get one from Unapologetically Armed. There's a rally, another rally coming up. This one's in Missouri, April 17th, 10 a.m. to noon at the state capitol. Say no to state preemption repeal. Oh, wow. They're going to try to repeal state preemption. Interesting. Say no to red flag laws. Yes to public transit carry. That's a pretty good rally poster or whatever, handout. Second that, it says, join us in Jefferson City, Missouri, state capitol on April 17th to help encourage our legislators to pass good pro-gun rights and self-defense legislation this year. A strong turnout is needed to provide support for legislators committed to strengthening the rights of Missouri gun owners while standing fast against anyone trying to repeal or weaken the wonder what the SAPA, Second Amendment, something, something. Let's show our legislators that we, the law-abiding and strong-voting block of gun owners, are many and united in our desire to be able to keep our families safe. So let's take the day and go to the rally. Awesome. Then they got some phone numbers there. They've got the organizations that are involved. And you've got your Women for Gun Rights. You've got, I can't zoom in on this very much, MissouriShooting.org, Missouri Carry. Man, I can't tell what these other ones are. GCLA. And, something, something of Shooting Alliance. Western Missouri, probably, right? Western Missouri Shooting Alliance. Cool. So at least six organizations on the flyer. Very neat. Let's see. So then we'll go on to the next one. This is the last one, I guess. This is Battle Comp. Something Tim Kennedy must have said something. So they posted the kid shooting an AR, and then the kid with a bolt gun says, I like Tim Kennedy, but we don't take lawsuit cues from him. The semi-automatic Colt AR-15 has been commercially available since 1964, the same year the semi-automatic Ruger 10/22 carbine became commercially available. 18-year-old adults have been able to buy semi-automatic rifles since even before the Gun Control Act of 1968. Both are semi-automatic. There's no functional difference between the two. The AR-15's modularity lends itself to countless calibers, both rimfire and centerfire, both pistol and rifle calibers. Pictured is in Smith & Wesson M&P 15, which is a 16-inch carbine chambered in 22 long rifle, just like the Ruger 10/22 on the other picture. Both are semi-automatic rifles and 22 long rifle. No functional difference, although they do look different. 60 years, people. What's changed? Don't judge a book by its cover, people by the color of their skin, or rifles by their appearance, and never compromise with anti-gun people. They are irrational and lie about their actual goals. So that's where we'll wrap this one up. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We try to do this every Wednesday for a while before Cape Gunworks goes live. A great radio show that streams their recording of, or their streaming of the show, whatever you want to call it. They do a great job of chatting about what people call in about, news of the day. They're in Massachusetts, so they're getting wailed on right now. They do a good job of keeping that in check, you know, so it's not taking over the whole show, although I'm sure that people in Massachusetts could handle that. But, yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Zane, for joining us live. Kinetic is out there. Gizzard, Weston was out joining us. Welcome. I don't think I missed any questions. I know I was posting a bunch of stuff out there. Gunmetal Guy joined us, of course, and Mike White. So thanks everybody else who was out there who didn't say nothing, and all those people in the podcast. I really enjoy in to see over on the what is this, the Podbean, watching the numbers grow and grow and grow over there. The thing is when you have the podcast normally on whatever, Apple or Google or iHeartRadio and stuff, they don't give you stats. So it's interesting. The Podbean gives you stats. So it's cool to see the people that are joining us. Leave us comments. We'll start addressing those. Might have a whole show just to deal with the comments and the stuff. Actually, we do have a whole show for that on Saturdays. So probably on Saturdays, we'll start addressing all the comments that come in from the various places. Probably could have added some stuff from the calendar. Let's see. We'll add it with, we'll end it with what Zane put in here. Repeal the NFA. Totally achievable. It's something that we can definitely work towards. Everything we learn, every time we fail working towards that goal, we learn something more to, you know, get better at achieving that goal. So it's a very worthy goal and one that so many people can get behind. And if we got people that are on our side that don't understand why they would want to be behind it, it's another opportunity to give us another thing to work together on. So great point. Thanks everybody for being here. I'm going to throw a commercial in for the store. Feel free to buy something from the store. Subscribe to our Patreon or join us over on the YouTube, I guess. It's a little more expensive, or the, you know, YouTube takes a bigger cut than the Patreon. We've been on Patreon for a long time, so Patreon doesn't take a massive cut. But yeah, appreciate the people that help us financially as capitalists, keep our things going, and help us grow. We've got a couple of things we'd like to spread out and do, and your financial support will help make that possible. So if you want to go buy something and get something in return, I'm going to throw a link up here to our store.
GearWebsites.com is your source for firearms-based playing cards and books. We also have mugs, shirts, and posters with designs that we've made live. Of course, we have patches. Every Friday is Free Patch Friday. We appreciate your support. Thank you for shopping at GearWebsites.com.
Ninja! Ninja! Ninja!
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.